Good afternoon, everybody. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I hope your Monday is going well. This news update is brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. At about 7:15 a.m. Friday, Huron County Central Dispatch received a 911 call about a car hitting a moped in Oliver Township. The crash happened on Elkton Road near Canboro Road. Huron County Sheriff Deputy Stephen Bismack, who was less than a mile away at the time of the call, arrived to find the moped driver severely injured and the lone occupant male driver of the vehicle who hit him uninjured. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon and fire departments from Oliver Township and the village of Owendale responded. The driver of the moped was transported to Shearer Hospital for treatment. The victim in the crash, Roy Hill, 41 of Marlette, was eventually flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to his injuries. The preliminary investigation of the incident indicated the 2008 Chevrolet Cobalt came up on the slower-moving moped in the darkness, and the 21-year-old driver from Bay City did not see it until it was too late. It is unclear if the taillight of the moped was working or not. It appears the victim had been using the moped to travel between work in the Pigeon area and his home in the Marlette area, explained Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen in a press release. Four people were injured in a two-vehicle collision on Saturday, October 25th. Sanilac County Central Dispatch received the report of a two-vehicle personal injury traffic crash at approximately 11:53 p.m. at the intersection of East Peck Road and Wildcat Road. Sheriff's deputies, Croswell Fire Department, and Croswell EMS responded to the scene. The preliminary investigation by deputies determined that an 80-year-old Lapeer woman traveling north on Wildcat in a Ford Fusion failed to stop at the stop sign. The vehicle entered the intersection and was struck by an oncoming westbound Ram pickup, operated by a 19-year-old Croswell man. The force of the collision caused the Fusion to continue into a field on the northeast corner of the intersection before coming to rest. The Ram came to rest on the roadway. Both drivers, along with two passengers in the Ford Fusion, a 32-year-old Lexington man and a 26-year-old Mayville woman, were treated on scene and later transported to McLaren Port Huron by Croswell EMS. Neither drugs nor alcohol are believed to be factors in the crash. All occupants were wearing seatbelts and airbags deployed in both vehicles. The names of those were not released. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith is gifting a need-based music scholarship to the University of Michigan. The 64-year-old grew up in Detroit's suburbs. Smith made the official announcement during a surprise appearance Sunday at the Ann Arbor School's annual Bandorama event. He performed the Chili Peppers hit Can't Stop alongside the Michigan Marching Band at Hill Auditorium. The Curtis and Jones Smith Scholarship is named in honor of Smith's parents. It will be awarded to an incoming University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance student beginning in 2026. Smith credits his parents with nurturing his love of music and supporting his dream to pursue it professionally. And we will be right back.
You've heard about our additions to Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, with the walk-in clinic open 7 days a week, expanded lab hours, Dr. Liz Milligan joining our primary care staff, and Sure Orthopedics with Dr. Craig McManaman, all under the same roof. But did you know that we also expanded our diagnostic imaging services too? Now at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, not only can you get your x-ray completed, but we're also proud to offer ultrasound and 3D mammography. An appointment is needed, but any physician order is accepted, not just from a Sure doc, but any doc. So now you can check off your 3D mammogram, ultrasound, and x-ray even closer to home. At Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, located right behind Walgreens. It's all part of Sure Health's quest to be your premier choice for healthcare across the Thumb of Michigan. To learn more, go to sure.org/imaging. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
So who's got the stock?
Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of do-it-best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
Police are investigating after a sewing needle was found in a trick-or-treater's Halloween candy. The incident appears to be isolated, Canton police said, but out of an abundance of caution, officers want the public to be aware and vigilant. Investigators say a sewing needle was discovered partially protruding from a piece of candy collected near Saltz and Sheldon Roads in the city of Canton. Parents are urged to thoroughly inspect all Halloween candy before allowing children to consume it. If you come across any candy that appears tampered with or suspicious, do not eat it, and instead just throw it out. If you find any object or foreign item inside a piece of candy, call the Canton Police Department at 734-394-5400. So officers can collect and investigate it. A homeowner in Mississippi has shot and killed one of the monkeys that escaped after a truck accident last week. Jessica Bond Ferguson says she acted to protect her children after her son spotted the monkey near their home early Sunday. She says residents had been worried about diseases the monkeys might carry. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office confirmed the incident but didn't provide any details. The Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks has taken possession of the monkey. The escape happened near Heidelberg, Mississippi, and involved several monkeys. And overseas, the world's leading authority on hunger crisis says famine has spread to two regions in war-torn Sudan. The Integrated Food Security Phase classification says famine has been detected in El Fasher City in Darfur and Kadugli town in southern Kordofan province. Paramilitary forces rampaged through the besieged El Fasher last week, reportedly killing hundreds of people. Sudan has been torn apart since April of 2023 by a power struggle between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The UN says more than 40,000 people have been killed, but aid groups believe the true number could be much higher. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.